Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Croppens. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're like, hey, wait a minute, I didn't hear part one. Guys, it's because we put out a lot of recaps. Go back and listen to part one, okay? It's before this one. Bye. Enjoy the show. So now let's go to Beverly Hills where the ladies are going to the manifestation party. So Erica and Bose are driving together and Erica's like, oh, I talked to my sweetheart today. She's like, oh, your sweetheart. Oh, wow. I almost forgot you had a sweetheart. Tell me everything. I love love. She's like,
well, there's all these articles out today. I don't know if you saw them, but they're there.
We see Daily Mail. Erica Jane breaks her silence on her new boyfriend as ex-husband Tom Girardi begins his prison sentence.
Yeah, I went from reading the Daily Mail to hopping on my Daily Mail. Hey, yo, new boyfriend named Shrek. So she goes, I like John because he's just not shakable. There's been many men I've seen who want to talk to me, and then they realize, oh, that's that woman. No, I'm not getting involved with that. And I cannot blame them. I wouldn't either.
So Erica's like,
by the way, Bose, have you talked to Amanda? Let's talk some shit about Amanda.
No, girl, I have not. Not since she called me to invite me to this crack bullshit party we're about to go to.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen, but she said we're going to manifest or something.
Well, I don't understand. I mean, how is she selling manifesting? Because that's how she made her money, right? So if you're teaching people how to manifest to make money by taking their money, do they have a return on investment? I mean, you go to a restaurant, you order a pancake, you get a pancake. What is the return on the investment here? What is the pancake? She's like,
well, I'd like to know a little bit more about what she's doing over there because I sure don't understand. I mean, what the fuck?
I did love when Bose goes, what's the ROI? And then like a beat later, she goes, return on investment. Because she goes like, Erica's like, what?
ROI? Is that like Erewhon?
So Bose is like, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, it seems really good, which means that it's not.
I was like, that's pretty rich coming from Erica. Pun sort of intended. So we go to Amanda's house and she's posing for pictures. And sexy Natalie, Simon Fuller, you know, Natalie Fuller, she shows up, which of course delights America, fan favorite. And then Sutton and Kathy show up.
How many times has she been on TV now? And I would not be able to pick her out of a lineup, this Natalie girl. I'm sorry. This casting is going nowhere, guys. Bye. Bye.
I feel like in another world, she would have been like in final round for casting for Sisters on NBC, you know?
Well, that's a high compliment coming from you.
I know. I'm saying like she has that vibe. She has like a 90s domestic drama, soapy Saturday night vibe to her, you know?
Like okay, well, she comes.
Quality.
And Sutton and Kathy come, they arrive together, and Sutton's like, well, but this is my house. I used to rent this house from Kyle. It used to be Kyle's house. Looks the same to me. Oh, well, I guess they changed the fence. Ooh, they made a door instead of a picket fence. Wow, ooh, that's crazy. Now she has a door in her front lawn.
Loser. Now look at that. Doormat's crooked. Okay. All right. Oh, and it says the Money Queen and Company. I mean, maybe she has it on an angle on purpose. I'm an angle person. Okay. As in, I don't like them. Okay. Sutton Strack loved things that were crooked. Sutton Brown, don't like them. Okay. Let's rearrange this.
And Kathy goes, maybe we should fix this because it shouldn't be at an angle. There's a lot to be fixed here. Let's just start fixing things.
Does she have a small welcome mat that says Money Queen, and then it's over a giant mat. So she's got like a mat on a mat, and Kathy's like, no.
Marlo Carol, get in here. Carol's like, what the fuck is happening with these mats? We're going to get it all fixed, ladies. Don't you worry about it. Thanks, Carol.
Yeah. Thanks, Carol. Yeah, and on top of that, the upper right-hand corner of the mat is like curled under the mat, and they keep showing it. And it's like, you just want to like stick your finger under it, just like release it, get it all
lossy.
Flush.
Lossy.
Mm-hmm. But yeah,
so Amanda's wearing this dress with little gold butterflies that are cut out and like sewn to the dress. And they look very sharp and scary. So Amanda's like, hi, there's caviar. Do you want like a caviar moment? Because like, I want a little caviar moment. So it's like, oh, God, she loves a moment. This girl, all she sees is moment. And then we see 20 examples of Amanda going, oh my God, it's like a buffet. Do you guys want a buffet moment? I love a buffet moment. Wow. What time is it? It's 9:12. That's like a moment past. It's like a moment. It's like 12 moments past nine. Love moments.
You don't like my butter yellow moment? Oh my God. Look at my moment. Do you like this moment?
There was I a could use a cheese and meat moment.
Sorry, I'm going to have a bathroom moment.
You're a moment.
There was.
Do you like my butter yellow moment? It's really a moment.
Yeah, it's like the best moment you could ever have. Son's like, do I love anything as much as Amanda loves a moment? I mean, I like Taylor Swift. Does that count as a moment?
Basic.
I don't really know.
Basic. And then back to Amanda's party, Erica and Bose come and they see the doormat now. And Bose goes, oh, Lord, that says Money Queen. Come on. This is a billboard. This says Nouveau Riche. I have arrived. Money Queen at your service. Give me a break.
Money Queen at your service. They walk in. Erica's like, oh, I knew this house in the Kyle era, the Sutton era. And this is my favorite room. Amanda's like, don't you mean Kyle moment, Sutton moment? Sorry, you got to speak my language in my house. Guys, it's my house. He's my language.
Okay, let's make our way to the outside and we'll have a table and then we can like do our manifestations. So they go out there and Bo's like, where's everybody? Where's everybody else? This is lame. She's like, well, Rachel, Dorit, and Kyle are in the Hamptons. They're having a moment. They're having a Hamptons moment.
Oh, I was about to ask if Dorit was invited.
Well, I was struggling with that choice, and then I found out that she's not in town.
So you didn't have to make that decision?
Yeah, life helped for me.
Okay, so if you had a party next week, though, would you have invited her?
If she and I were to have a chance to speak before next week, then I would hope that I'd want her there. But as far as where we left off for now, I think I'd feel uncomfortable.
And like, you know what? I like if we were in a place where like I was like feeling like my physiology wasn't like being drowned, then maybe.
If I weren't waking up every 30 minutes with my heart racing and thinking that Dorit was going to stab me with anti-manifestation knives, then like maybe, yeah, I would love to have her there.
Oh. So Amanda is now uncomfortable around Dorit. Okay. So they try to have a conversation. She feels accosted. She can't have her in the house. Why? Because she feels violated. So this is an overdramatic response to a small issue. We're going to discuss it.
Yeah. So they all sit around and now Erica's like, where's Dorit? But she's in the Hamptons, which by the way, you can just tell how dissatisfied the women are that they are stuck at not only at this party, but that they were not chosen to go to the Hamptons thing, that it was not a group trip, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Like you can tell.
Because this is definitely B-team footage. I mean, to be stuck at fucking Amanda's house. You don't even get chairs at Amanda's house. She's got double benches at the table. And you know I hate that. And I'm a person who's a hypocrite because I have a single bench on either side of I have a single bench on one side of the dining room table. So sorry, it came like that, okay? And I know it sucks. I'll never sit there. But whoever I make sit there, usually I hate. Mm-hmm. And they had everybody gets the bench on this one. Everybody.
Yeah, everyone. I hate not having something for my back. So they're like, you can tell they're all profoundly jealous and upset, which is probably exactly what Bravo was going for. Cause they're like, no one's been doing anything. We need to get these women angry at each other. So Erica's like, how did I get left out of the Hamptons? I should be in the Hamptons right now, manifesting billions. Instead, I'm at Kyle's old house with a Money Queen welcome mat. That was a funny one, Erica. That was good.
So now we go back to the Hamptons. And Tree's like, oh, I've been to the Hamptons before, but never like this. I mean, the restaurant, the vibe. It's like we're stepping into Rachel's world, and I'm obsessed. Look at everyone here looks just like Rachel. Lots of coat racks with blonde hair just waiting for feathers to be tossed onto them.
Dorit, have you been to the Hamptons, or have you just merely gone to a Hamptons Inn? Because there is a difference. So they're sitting down and Kyle's like, oh my God, this is so nice. Like we look like we've like never been out before. Because by the way, Kyle and Dorit are cheesing out so much. It's like they're the kids that have been brought to the fancy restaurant for the first time. Like, oh my God, this is amazing. It was like me the first time I went to Planet Hollywood in 1994. And I thought like literally there'd be celebrities at every table because it was called Planet Hollywood. And it was owned by like Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I was like sitting there like over my Captain Crunch fingers, chicken fingers, looking left and right, being like, like, is someone going to walk in? Is someone going to walk in? And that's what Kyle and Dorit are doing. They're just like wide eyed. And it's like, it's strange because it's like you guys are celebrities. And I feel like you've been to the Hamptons and you have access to like, you know, the bougier parts of the Hamptons nightlife. But they are, I think they just, because they know they're with Rachel Zoe, who has access to like famous fashion people, that they're like, oh my God, it's happening. It's happening. I'm no longer going to be Kyle by Shahida. And she's like, and I'm no longer going to be Beverly Beach. Together, we're going to be high fashion.
Beverly Beach by Shahida and Aileen as well.
We'll join forces, Kyle.
Tonight. Get me a Belvedere Club Soda, 3 lemons, cork us out. She is back, Beaches.
So Kyle's like, I was honestly skeptical to come on this trip, but like now that I'm here, it feels like so good to be out. And Dorit and I are like so happy. You'd think we hadn't left the house in years. I'm like, I don't think, Kyle, you have left the house in years. I think your entire storyline last summer was that you stay in the house and you call up your kids and are like, you guys want me to come along? Do you guys, can I tag along to like El Pollo Loco? And your kids were like, no, mom, stay at home. So I
please leave us alone. I'm going out. So now someone's approaching and Kyle's eyes literally cross. I'm surprised they didn't move into the other sockets. Like they switch sockets with you. She's like, wah! And it's Donna Karen. So Kyle's like, oh my God, is that Donna Karen? Oh my God, it's Donna Karen. Someone tell her I know Jamie Lee Curtis. Hurry, run, get her.
Quick. Does she know about ER? Oh, right. Nurse Dory. Let her know about Nurse Dory. It's not the fish. It's not the fish. It's a nurse. So Rachel is like hugging her. And Rich is like, hi, Donna. Oh, my God. This is Kyle and Dorit. And this is everyone. This is like Queen Donna Karen. Nice to meet you. Huh? I'm Kyle Richards. I only slept 88 minutes. Okay, I'm more tired than everyone else here. Huh? But I had more cappuccinos. Huh? Nice to meet you.
Oh, my God, Donna. You must be so worried with Michael Moore about to kill you. Oh, I'm sorry. That's me. I'm from Halloween.
Michael Moore. You mean Michael Myers?
Michael Moore.
Yeah, actually, Michael Moore really has been trying to kill me for a very long time. Very obnoxious man.
Kyle, I'm here to interview you about healthcare.
No, close the doors.
What do you think about global warming, Kyle?
Oh, my God. Kids, get in the basement.
So my friendship with Donna Karen has been through like my whole career. Like I always looked up to her. Like I went to her shows. Like she's always spoken to me like I was a daughter to her. You know, just always warm, loving, larger than life. She would be like, "Why are you dressed like a coat rack?" And I'd be like, "Shut up, mom." And she'd be like, "Yeah." I mean, we're just like
Donna's like, "Hi, honey."
And Donna's like, "Hey, girls, how's it going?" Yeah, Donna's like a mother figure to me. It was like she's the one who said, always remember to teach your kids to moisturize. I learned so much from her. So Kyle's like, okay, so you're going to be in Malibu. We'll see you in Malibu, Donna. We're going to be there. I'll be there, right? We're friends now, right? This counts, right? Okay, I'll follow you on Instagram, right? Okay, bye. Donna's like, yeah, definitely in Malibu. I will see you there. You know, she was like, who the fuck was that bitch? Thirsty ass woman at Rachel's table.
And so Rachel's like, yeah, like Donna was nice to me. Mark Jacobs was nice to me. Michael Kors, he was really nice to me. I mean, I was just like a starry-eyed, scared fashion girl. I was like 22 and they were so nice to me. I was like crashing shows in New York. It was like so nice. And Kyle's like, oh my God, like whatever people are doing back at home is not as cool as this.
That's such a Kyle thing to say. She's also right. But it's such a Kyle thing to say. And then we got to Amanda's lame manifestation party. So the women are there and Amanda is handing out party favor bags. And I was like, oh, this is exciting. We've got a pen and a journal. And so I goes, and a straw. Okay. Amanda goes, yeah, well, the straw goes with something. Just keep going through the bag. You're going to see something. And there's like a glass and the glass says manifestation moment. So the straw, are we going to be sipping our manifestations out of this cup? I'm not sure if I understand what's going on here.
Are we snorting manifestation coke? What is happening here?
She's like, there's a commemorative glass.
Oh.
And Sun goes, oh, very exciting.
They're so unimpressed.
I get so to unimpressed. Remember forever coming to Amanda's house and sitting on a picnic bench. This is.
And there's, they all pull. Oh, and you gave us your book, the money, be a bitch and manifest. Is that what it says? I don't remember.
Oh, but there she is. Amanda Francis, number one bestseller. I'm going to go home tonight and start skimming away.
Oh, by the way, when Erica said that, what a thing to say.
I can't wait to go home and start skimming through this.
That was one of the funniest things Erica's ever. That's so passive aggressive. Oh, I can't wait to just lightly peruse some of the words here before I put it on my nightstand and never touch it again.
Wow, a signed copy of your self-published book. I'm thrilled.
Self-published. I didn't pick up on that one. That she said, a signed copy of your self-published book. Nothing against that, but seriously, that was great shade. The skimming and the self-published, like Erica was on one today. So Amanda's like, listen, if these women would just like crack open the book, they might find some really useful information. Chapter 2, for example, we talk about not waiting on a man to make you rich and take it upon yourself. I'm like, Kathy Hilton's there. I don't think she needs to manifest this part of her journey. I think she's doing okay.
And your husband's doing it really well, by the way. So then back to the party, Amanda's like, okay, let's do some manifesting. And Buzz goes, already? We're already going to manifest right now? And Erica goes, what am I supposed to manifest?
This feels like sex without foreplay. We just went right in. Okay, I guess. Okay, boom, boom, boom. Manifest, go.
And so they're kind of laughing at Amanda because she just is so bad at this. She's so bad at this. It's so tacky. It's like, welcome to my home. Here's my book and a manifestation straw to use with your commemorative cup that says Rich Bitch Amanda on it.
Oh, God. No one likes also you. Just, what are you doing?
There really is also such a generational divide happening here. I mean, they're not that far apart in age. I mean, Amanda is 40. And some of them, I don't remember how old the rest of them are, but they're late 40s. I think Bose is like 47, 48. Like there's not a huge difference of ages, but you definitely get the sense of like millennial versus, I guess they're Gen X, right? And you see that they're just like, what is this? Because if Amanda were with her fellow millennials, like I can imagine a group of Amandas. I'm not saying all millennials are like this, but I can imagine a group of like-minded Amanda types sitting there being like, oh my God, I love this. Oh my God, let's totally journal. This is like such an important moment. But with these women, they're like, what the fuck? We're like, we're just going to dive into the manifestation. We're not even going to have our cocktails or caviar first. Like what the fuck is going on here? And it's so hilarious watching Amanda trying to kind of like wedge this hobby onto these women. And they're like, just not having it whatsoever.
Well, she's trying to do a workshop with the ladies. Like she's trying to do one of her paid workshops and these people are not your fans. So Amanda's like, okay, well, look, and it's something I ask myself a lot. Like if I could have anything, like if possibilities are endless, what would I love myself want? And Buzz goes,
and you want us to write that down?
Yeah, that's what I would do. Like write down the question. And Sutton goes, wait, we're supposed to write down the question? She's like, no, the answer.
Oh. My life is like, the thing is that they're intentionally acting like they have no idea. They all know how to do this, but they're just acting like, wait, so you want us to write? So Amanda's like,
well, they're also like all fabulously wealthy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're like asking a bunch of people who have already done this and are already living like the glamorous life. It's like, wow.
That's why it's
just
funny to,
like, while you're ironing tonight, you know, while you're ironing and like cleaning out your kids' cloth diapers, just think about what life could be like. It's like they would all dream to be Kathy Hilton and fucking Bose. That's what they dream.
That's why it's funny, because Kathy Hilton, like, I don't think she has to manifest. I think she just buys at this point. Like she needs some help with something, she'll buy it. So Amanda's like, my life is a living, breathing example that we can create what we want. When I was a kid, I had a Malibu Barbie book, and I'm going to cry, actually.
You're going to cry. I'm going to cry. Like,
in the
Meanwhile, I have to point out, she is wearing a tutu as a dress. Like, she's wearing a child's dance recital tutu, but pulled over the top of her. She looks crazy, and it's pink, of course. And so she starts crying. She's right when she said, I had a Malibu Barbie book. Hold on, I'm going to cry.
This was the moment when Dom was watching along with me and he just goes, I can't, and he just left the room. It's my favorite when Dom reaches that point with any of our Bravo shows. She's like,
so in the Barbie book, Barbie had a 3-story house in Malibu and a convertible, and she could see the dolphins from her window. And it was not lost on me that when I moved into my Malibu house in 2018, it was a 3-story house with an elevator, and I was driving a convertible, and I could see dolphins from my window.
And then we see a picture of this, and we see the water in the back, and it's like this tiny little patch of water. You did not see. This is like Jax when he, you know, asked Brittany to marry him on that seafood place on the freeway, that fried seafood place on the freeway. It was like, you guys, there were dolphins jumping right behind us. It's like, that was a car. That was a Volkswagen, sir.
It's literally one of the funniest monologues in the history of this show.
This was a good one, yeah. She's like, and then I ended up with a guy that, I don't know, I met in West Hollywood that had no crotch. I mean, it's just crazy how manifestation works.
Yeah. Yeah, she was manifesting all. In fact, she goes, we're all manifesting all the time. I just did it on purpose.
God.
Yep. So Erica's like, all right, well, I wrote down total financial freedom, which would allow me to solve a lot of the issues that I have. I also wrote down poor people stop complaining to me. I didn't do it. And then I wrote, I did not start your house on fire. Stop trying to sue me, you dumb poor bitch. Okay, am I done? Yeah. Can we eat now?
I also manifested E, as in the note E. I'd love to hit it someday. Been working on it for a few years.
And Natalie goes, freedom. That's the word I was circling. Freedom. You're literally free, and you've got like tens of millions of dollars you just got. What do you need freedom for?
Freedom's just another word for do something interesting on this show.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then Erica's like, girl, I need to win some cases. I might actually have to do this manifestation shit. I don't know.
All right. It's really making me laugh. Marco dead. Is that good enough?
And Kathy's like, oh, I'm just going to copy Erica.
She's like, I don't know if I need to manifest anything. So Amanda goes, yeah, Erica, A+ student. You're doing a great job.
Well, Erica is the star pupil over there.
And Natalie's like, well, I don't mind journaling by myself, but doing it as part of a conversation is kind of weird. And Erica's like, yeah, does it make you more hesitant to open up about how you feel, Natalie? Who are you, by the way? Who let this woman into our party?
She's like, well, I could open up, but I might be less open. Okay, well, usually I'm leading this online most of the time, but like when I do it in small groups, like if people pay for a VIP day, like every class will take like, you know, 5 to 10 minutes to write on their own. But yeah, I mean, that's okay. Like, it's just not your vibe. And if it's not your vibe, then it's not your vibe. So it's okay.
She's basically like, you're manifesting wrong, ladies. This is not how you're supposed to journal. Why is everyone talking? But she should have said, everyone like, take
excuse
10 minutes.
Me, I'm giving you a free version of my online course. How dare you?
People pay $1,500 to do this, and they normally go into a different corner and they write quietly for 10 minutes. She's like, you're all doing it wrong. So Bose is like,
Amanda said she would not have had invited to read, by the way, everyone. I just want to manifest some drama into the scene.
And she's like, well, I said I was struggling with the situation. And she's like, well, you should be. Well, I'm not going to tell y'all how to fix it, but I am going to tell you what to do. So listen, Amanda. This is something brown. Okay, well, you've manifested something brown here. You got to cop to it. Say, look, I was talking about your marriage without you present because you didn't do that the other night. That's what you got to do.
Now, listen, I'm something brown. This is something brown talking. And I'm not going to tell you how to do. I'm not going. I love when she says that. I'm not going. Okay, I'm going to tell you. So cop to it. And she goes, but I disagree with the premise. And Bose goes, what premise? Okay, well, let's talk about this. Amanda. I'm going to give you some very good advice, okay? You did have your own opinion about the way Dorit was talking about her marriage, and then you kind of backed off and said you were just repeating Kyle. Now, let me tell you, I know this group, and if you don't cop to it and you don't say, you know what, I did say that, people ain't going to respect you. And you're a big girl, and you're not a young spring chicken. So I think you need to look at the flaps under your arm that wave every time you wave at somebody and say, I have anti-arms now. I'm a lady. I'm not a young spring chicken. Do you understand?
You're not a spring chicken. You could be a Coco Van. You're an old hen. Okay. By the way, whenever calling someone not a young spring chicken on a Real Housewives show is akin to
that is throwing like, down the gauntlet. I mean, that is harsh. Even Kathy goes, whoa.
We're all spring chickens. How could you say that? Yeah, that's a bold thing to do. By the way, I kind of feel like Amanda should cop up to saying like, yeah, I did have an opinion, but mainly I was just agreeing with Kyle. Like, I think she can have it both ways. Cause I think both are actually true. I think Kyle was largely driving that conversation. And I think Amanda was largely sort of like saying, yeah, I agree, supporting. And she did have her own opinion. And I think it's all of the above are correct. And Amanda should just sort of top up to, like, she should admit that she did that. But I think largely, though, I still think it actually was largely Kyle. I don't think Amanda's opinion was, like, super, super strong. And they all talk about each other and their marriages behind each other's backs.
No, but it became worse because of how Amanda reacted. You know, yeah, if Amanda had just said in the beginning, I said it, I shouldn't have said it, sorry. But she didn't. Instead, yeah, she turned it into this big victim thing. And she's going to do it again because people are patterns. People are made out of patterns. And she'll do it again. Every time she's confronted, she will bring up some victim thing. And she's going to do it again in just a second. And it's hilarious. So Amanda's like, oh, wait. So Sutton told Dorit this thing I allegedly said. And now Sutton wants to tell me how to resolve the thing that she started. I mean, what the fuck? Which is kind of true. And so Amanda's like, I mean, I just felt like it was innocent. So I was surprised it became a fight. She goes, oh, talking about someone else's marriage. That's not nothing. Okay. That's something. You know something that's not nothing? It's something. Okay.
So back in the Hamptons, Suzanne, who's Rachel's friend, is there. And she's the person with the house. She's like, so, Dorit, how long have you been married for? She's like, well, I've been married for 10 years, together for 14, carcass is out for 17. And Suzanne's like, oh, are you guys on good terms? No, unfortunately, that's the hardest part for me. I've gone through hell, and I've recently learned that my husband's been decapitated, and it's very scary for the children. So we've covered them in powdered sugar and hoping for the best.
Rachel goes, Sam, been through hell too, Sam. Carl's like, well, I mean, you don't have formal custody set up. So, like, for example, like, when you were going to come here, I mean, what you were texting him, what were you saying? Like, I'm leaving town. Do you want the kids? I mean, how does that work? She goes, well, I've been asking him, are you here for the summer? Let's make a fixed schedule. And he said, let's do mediation. And Suzanne's like, what? Mediation to talk about one weekend? Yes. So if he has such easy, this is the thing that Dorit doesn't make much sense. Like, if he has such easy access to the kids, then why does he need mediation to get the kids? I don't understand this. I wish we could get their lawyer or somebody on here to tell us what's happening. Because I really care. I want to know.
Well, the judge came in the room and said, PK would like every other Thursday to Sunday. And I said, done. Next, I said, I want to discuss finances, which we never even got a chance to discuss in mediation because all the financials were redacted. So I can't tell what's in that bank. Could be a dollar, could be $1 million. And all I know is that it just delays things further and further and further and further.
PK did the same thing to the financials that he does to every Doritos box I bring in the house when he's trying to calorie count. He redacted them. Just black markers over every calorie.
It's like when I made that inventory of what's in our kitchen and he just scratched out the Pringles every single day. Pringles scratched out.
So his Weight Watchers journal. Redacted. Entire thing.
Kyle's like, well, I haven't heard from you, but like, what happened the other day with Mauricio? Was it not good? Because Kyle obviously got the full report from Mauricio as soon as it was over.
She's like, no, unfortunately it was not good.
She's like, oh, really? Oh,
it's like, to me, it felt very much like he had a script. He was a loyal soldier, came in, you know, and had a job to do. Sort of like how you wish you had a script, Kyle.
And Kyle's like, I mean, I'm going to keep my mouth shut because, like, oh, what am I supposed to say? Like, not what I heard. No, I'm going to wait. And then behind her back, I'm going to say not what I heard. And then I'm going to show you video proof to show what an idiot she is. So we see Kyle on the phone with Mo, and Mo's like, oh, you know, she has her own perspective and point of view. You know, like, there was no way I was going to change it. And all I was trying to do is see his point, make her see her point of view, his point of view. You know what I'm trying to say. But, like, to be honest with you, I don't know if I could help them. You know, she's not the same person. She didn't even say carcass out. Like, who is she?
Mauricio, are you squinting through the phone?
Yeah, I am.
Whoa. Okay, I could just feel it.
I'm just confused because I'm talking to you, but on my phone, there's like a moving picture of my wife in glasses.
That's me. We're on FaceTime.
Oh.
Wow. I mean, all we can do is support them, and by support them, have PK's side, and you can try to talk to both of them and see if we can do anything, and if we can't, then we just step away and just take PK's side fully, you know? Because Dorit only wants yes people in her life right now, and I'm just not that person, so I just have to try to avoid these conversations as much as possible. No, it's like she wants yes people in her life, but because she's going through divorce. I think that's when you
she wants support and deserve in her life. She wants supportive people, Kyle. Yeah. And I like Kyle's like, I'm going to avoid these situations except behind her back on camera. So then Rachel's like, okay, what I'm seeing like across the board, like an epidemic, is the insecurity and the breakdown of men once they're between the ages of like 40 and 55. They're like not where they want to be. Their wife is more famous than them. Their wife has their name on pillows. I mean, it's very difficult. You know, it's hard to walk a man through Home Goods when the wife he hates has her name on literally everything. And it makes him feel small and it makes him feel tiny. And you know what? I'm fucking sick of that. I'm fucking sick of that. I'm fucking sick of Rachel Zoe business all being about someone who's not Rachel Zoe. It's crazy.
It's not, it's like now it's like not even Home Goods for me anymore. It's Home Bads. Because he's ruined it for me. Yeah. So everyone, I just want to announce to all the world, I've really discovered this wave of men from 40 to 55 who are unraveling. I'm like, wow, Rachel Zoe, breaking news. Midlife crises amongst men happen between the ages of 40 and 55. I just love how she's like, guys, I'm really starting to see this. It's like an epidemic across the board. Men do this. It's like, yes, Rachel, I think it's pretty well documented. We've seen Harrison Ford's earring. Yeah.
I've noticed that when men age, they start refusing to put their wife's carry-on in the above bin for them. And we do not have to pander anymore, ladies. I am over it. And they're like, yes. And Kyle's like, I mean, you're talking about yourself, right? I mean, just specifically or everybody or... So Dorit's like, well, my relationship with Picoy changed when he became obsessed with his public image. He always used to say, I'm not Ken Todd. I'm not going to walk behind you carrying a dog.
But the truth is he has always craved the spotlight. And we see a flashback.
And the truth is that Ken Todd is happy and still married.
Ken Todd is
and
living life.
You know? I love that someone thinks it's a diss. Like, oh yeah, well, I'm never going to be that guy. Meanwhile, the guy is like doing great and happy.
And a great relationship. Like, you know what I'm never going to be? I'm never going to be a guy who supports his wife. That's what I'm not going to do.
Yeah, because, exactly. Like,
it was me that was the global entrepreneur. It was me that builds businesses. And you made me feel lesser than. That was the flashback from last year.
It was so also that like, you, it was also you that lost tens of millions of dollars, that became a gambling addict and lost tens of millions of dollars more, that had the fucking Bellagio after them because you were such a fucking loser. And it's also you that just had one season of a shitty show that was already canceled. And also you that only has Boy George in his arsenal. Get out of here, PK.
Get out. So Rachel's like, you know, when you start to notice that like that's the time to say, you know what? I do see through you and I don't respect you anymore. I'm going to put my own bag overhead. And if he's going to choose to be that person and not this person who you love for 25 years, theoretically, guess what? This isn't going to work anymore. I'm done trying and I'm done fucking waiting. Dak.
yes. Speak to it. Speak to it, Rachel girl. You know, I do literally see through PK. I can watch donuts digest. His veins are black.
Oh my God. That was crazy. Is Donna Karen going to get mad that you're cursing? So you go back to Amanda's party and everyone's bored. Sounds like, okay, well, I'm sure all of us just want things resolved. Okay, Amanda. And she goes, well, when we showed up to the birthday dinner the other night, my thought was this is going to just be so easy to clear up.
Yes, but you kept on blaming it on Kyle, and that is the problem.
Yeah, you never just owned up and said, this is my opinion. Okay, but like I had just been crying about my son on the anniversary of his death. Like,
and Bo's just gives like a gym look to the camera from the office. She's just like,
they all just are like, nope, you don't get to do that again. And I like that son goes, yeah, but I mean, after that. She's like, it wouldn't happen at that night at the dinner party. Okay. So what was your excuse then? You know? And she's like, well, you know, I'm going to say it again. Now you've got Dorit and Kyle going after each other. It's all your fault. And she's like, what? I have them going after each other. And they're like, yes, it's your fault. Oh God. Okay. This is going a little bit far. That's, you guys.
It's not their fault. No, it's not.
Yeah.
So Sutton's like, yes, you do. It's you. You manifested it. Amanda's like, they weren't already after each other. It's like, no, they were not. They were had a great friendship that was very stable. It's like, I don't think it's fair to put that in like me, put that all on me. It's like, no, it's totally fair. And you didn't say what you needed to say to defuse the situation.
Yes, because I think the point is that if you had an opinion about it, you cop up to it instead of deflecting and saying, but Kyle, to get the heat off of yourself.
And Amanda tells us, yeah, I'll apologize if I'm wrong, but I'm not apologizing for this. Sutton says, well, Amanda is vocal when she has a strong opinion about something, but as soon as someone opposes that opinion, her body physically shuts down. Okay, enter. Can we put clips of Sutton running out of the Magic Mike show, screaming and crying?
I know,
or right? Literally any of 30 Sutton clips that you guys have on hand. Like, she's so crazy. And she's like, yeah, you know, her body says, I don't like this. And so then Amanda is now closing her eyes and getting preachy. And she's like, I really believe that intention matters in life, you guys.
Yeah, but the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Someone finally got it right on Bravo. Bo's like, whoop, well, tell it. Somebody preach. So Kathy's like, oh, well, this is fun. Poor people fighting. And Son's like, well, listen, Amanda, you just can't be such a wimp. Come on. She goes, hey, you're in my home. Don't call me a wimp, please.
Oh, okay. God. Can you have one conversation that's not you being a fucking victim about every little thing that's said? It's like she won't ever argue with what's being said. She's arguing with, like, you're attacking me. Oh, my God. How could you say that in my home?
And then one of the greatest moments in the history of the show, Erica goes, I mean, if Amanda can't handle being called a wimp, she's in the wrong group. And we see a surprisingly long montage of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills calling each other cut fitnesses. And it was hilarious. I really hadn't realized how many times they'd said it over the years.
Shut up, Camille. You're a dumb cut fitness.
Oh, my God. It was so funny. So Kathy's like, well, you know, sometimes you just got to read the room and realize you're going to get your tail in hot water, right?
All right. So what other advice can we give you, Amanda?
She's like, so does
she just laughs. Amanda's just had her ass handed to her and everybody's so bored at her party. Oh, another fail for Amanda. God, they just keep piling up.
Yeah. The only thing these women want to manifest is chaos. Yeah. Well, hilarious. What a funny episode. So good.
Good times, everybody. Well, thanks for being here. Go grab your tickets for the Golden Crappies live streaming and in real life at watchwhatcrappens.com for February 27th. And we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's not a McBee, she's a McBride. Jess McBride.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Que sera, sera, whatever will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors...
Make way for AJ Lopez.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Talifson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.